Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding again. And today we're going to be talking about unlocking the secrets of sacrificial play in chess. Exciting, I know, because I know a lot of you out there want to play like Bobby Fischer, Mikhail Tal, and all these great grandmasters, and we can just slap on Magnus Carlsen on the list. But you have to know these principles. If you cannot control your sacrifices, if you cannot avoid premature sacrifices, then you're gonna need some help. And good thing H1 is on your side to give you that help that you need. So just sit back, relax, eat some snacks, eat some Cheetos. I don't know. Should I even be saying brands without them paying me? Who cares? I already said it. Let's get started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, to get started on this episode, we have to define sacrifices. And people sacrifice things all the time, just like in the real world where people sacrifice time for money, or some people sacrifice money for time. That's just one example in the real life where we sacrifice something. Now, in chess, it's different. In chess, you are sacrificing one of your pieces for another advantage. You are the king, you are the leader, you're sacrificing one of your henchmen in their prison, which is a very important task if you think about it, because one of those guys that you're sacrificing, it better be a good reason why you gave away that piece, because that piece is going to be mad at you if you lose the game afterwards, or you should be mad at yourself for losing the game for doing a stupid sacrifice. Now, let's talk about some of these secrets that I wanted to tell you of these principles of sacrifices. The first thing I want to talk about is when you sacrifice, generally, you can sacrifice to create a mating net. You can sacrifice a minor piece or two to open up the opponent's king, leading into a checkmate. Now, it might not directly lead into a checkmate, but there are probably some lines if they do an incorrect move that leads into a checkmate. So that's one type of sacrifice that you can do to put the ultimate pressure on your opponent to try to figure out those sequences on how to defend. And you know it's good if you see those mating patterns and you know that you're winning throughout that game and they have like 2 minutes on the clock. It's like a guaranteed win, unless they're a grandmaster or something. It's like a guaranteed win, and you could be happy afterwards. Do your happy dance, go to the next game, do another sacrifice. That's one thing I want to talk about too. This is like a bonus tip. This was not on my outline, but you have to sacrifice when the position presents itself. You can't just willy-nilly just give away pieces. Because if you're doing that, that's a bad leader. That's like you being a manager at a fast food restaurant and then assuming that everybody's a bad worker, so you fire everybody and then stay open still the rest of the week. How are you gonna cook all those burgers? How are you gonna make all the fries? Like, you can't do extreme things like that without considering the consequences, which the consequence is always losing the game. All right, next thing. Generally speaking, most people sacrifice to gain an initiative. And remember, you're always sacrificing for something else. You don't just do a dumb sacrifice for no reason. It has to have a plan attached to it. And if you lost because of that plan, then you need to switch up that plan and never do that again, because that's a mistake. And if you listen to my mistake episode, you will understand why that's important if you want to improve, because I want all of you to get above 1,000 rating. Now, gaining an initiative. You gain that pressure on your opponent that they might eventually crack. Usually whoever has the initiative the longest, you're going to win because they're going to crack under pressure, maybe not play the best moves. They're only going to play the best moves if they're in the 2600 rating, but if you're like a 1,000 rated player, or 1200 player around that rating, or even 1600 or even 2000, regular 2000 rated player, your opponent could potentially mess up and lose. And that's the ultimate position that we're looking for. And if it takes you maybe a pawn sacrifice or a piece sacrifice to get you in that position where you're superior, then go for it. Fly with your wings, you know what I mean? Just do whatever you gotta do. Jump, I don't know. Drink cranberry juice. Just get that initiative so that you can claim that victory that you always wanted. I can see it in your eyes, even though I'm talking to you with sound. I can see it in your eyes that you always wanted it. Hopefully you're like looking in the mirror deeply within yourself, like looking into your soul. Y'all know I'm crazy on these podcast episodes. Anyway, let's move on. Sacrifice to avoid a worse position. Now, this one is hard because most people assume when you're a beginner, this is what happens. You assume that you don't have a better move, so you just sacrifice a piece because you think that this is gonna hopefully avoid a worse position. But most of you should avoid doing this until you get strong enough to be like, oh, okay, all these other possibilities of doing a normal move, like putting my pieces on safe squares, is crap. I should probably sacrifice a piece, or I'm just gonna, or I'm just going to lose slowly, which you don't want to lose slowly. You know what I mean? It's like you're, dang, can I even say that? I'm just gonna say it anyway. It's kind of like you losing your blood slowly, or it's kind of like, I don't know, you can't swim and you're in the water and you're like flapping your arms, trying to prevent the inevitable. We don't want to be in that situation where we can't control the position. So why not sacrifice a piece, put yourself in a more active position, and you're finally giving yourself a fighting chance to succeed. Now, another sacrifice is you're sacrificing for a positional advantage. So positional compensation. And this is sacrificing material for a long-term positional advantage, such as like controlling key squares or just having better piece activity. Simple things like that. Controlling, actually, let's just move on to the next tip, which is sacrificing to open up lines. When you sacrifice to open up lines, either to your opponent's king or either to like place your piece on an important square that can control your opponent's space in their position, that could be a deciding factor to who wins the game. Is it gonna be you or is it gonna be your opponent? Those are things that you have to think about. And so if something presents itself of you like sacrificing a pawn or a piece to open up a file or a diagonal, and your opponent pieces are very passive, and you can quickly like take advantage of this and convert this position into a winning position, like gain that advantage back from like the piece that you originally sacrificed, then that's good for both of you. I mean, not good for the other opponent that's like suffering inside and everything, but that's good for you. You want good possibilities, you want good options, and the only way you're gonna get those good options is by considering all moves, all sacrifices, all forcing moves, which we already know what forcing moves are, checks, captures, and threats. That's why it's important to consider those captures, all captures, and consider all these captures by your opponent. Bonus tip, consider these captures by your opponents. You should never be surprised of a sacrifice your opponent can do. All right? That's how you get better at chess. Doing this in a speedy fashion. Hopefully this was very helpful. Hopefully this helped you gain some insight on sacrifices, which that's why I attended like for this whole episode. And I can't show you examples because you're listening to me right now. So you're going to have to go to my YouTube channel and actually look at examples of sacrifices by grandmasters. But hopefully this like puts something in your conscience when you play your next chess game, like, hey, H1 told me to look at captures, so I'm gonna actually pay attention to the captures in this game. And then you're like, wow, I didn't know I had this. I didn't know I had this. This is gonna win me, this is gonna give me a better position. I'm winning a lot more games. I'm over 1,000. How come I never knew this? It's because you started listening to H1 and he's such a great guy. You know what I mean? You should just give him a thumbs up and a follow. You know, love without sacrifice is like theft. And chess without sacrifices is boring. I would have never got into chess if I didn't see Mikhail Tal sacrifice all the pieces to get the king into a mating net and to checkmate them eventually in like the worst fashion possible, because we have, I don't know, we have ChatGPT, we have Stockfish up here telling us that all the previous grandmasters were trash. So here's the thing, go out there, try it out, and it has to be a good sacrifice. Send me your game on Instagram and I'll be like, hey, you did your thing in that game. And I'm going to say it like that. You did your thing. So, hey, keep on fighting till the end. Staying focused in chess and in your real life too. Peace. You better be doing something good and wholesome. You know what I mean? You know what I mean.